Good evening, American Fork Marching Band. Welcome to the October 8, 2016 Marching Band Festival here at Utah State University in Logan, Utah. I'm Dr. Ed Canova from Centennial, Colorado. It's my pleasure to be your adjudicator in the area of music effect. Here we go, guys. Play well. Make sure you're together, guys, with that precision battery. There's a lot of winds playing, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sousaphones. You guys have to put on more sound because you got to balance that full ensemble, and there's just not enough bottom happening in the ensemble sound. So a lot more push by the sousaphones needed. Yeah, definitely the balance between battery percussion and the front ensemble percussion is needing attention. More from the front ensemble percussion to carry up to the box when battery percussion is playing and batteries just overpowering them. More expression needed within the battery percussion ensemble and the front ensemble percussion. Yeah, good bottom sound here in the brass on the stage right section. Yeah, not careful of that phasing right in there. That's tough, the distance with the where the battery is placed and that front right section. Yeah, nice contour of the line there and the phrasing with the trumpets. Yeah, good exposure to the woodwinds and adding to the effect. Good visual music coordination in the effect caption here. Yeah, good precision. A lot of it is so consistently loud that we end up not having the maybe the strongest effect possible. If you can get some softer relaxation moments within there, I think it would help your effect score. Since we had a radio mic on the trumpet solo. Nice solo with good vibrato. Beautiful baritone solo. That's really nice with the vibrato and flute. Yeah. Could probably be a little heavier with the flute solo, a little more volume there. The woodwinds are really playing. You're projecting up to the box very nicely. Good job. Mm-hmm. Beautiful metal voice sound. Good contribution from the sousaphones up front here, because the staging is helping quite a bit. Yeah, some good emotional qualities coming out here. Good job of selling the music to the crowd and getting them to buy into it. Yeah, at the end of that, it was definitely not the sousaphones leading that. And you want to always have that dark bottom resonance leading these crescendos. Let's see how musical it can be at the end here. Yeah, I think you had more of an opportunity there for an ensemble percussion to do more with the release down to nothing there. Nice soloist. Yeah, good effect with the battery percussion leading in to this next feature section. See the this part here is where for an ensemble percussion can't be heard at all. Yeah, something to definitely consider as far as a balance and selling the show to a higher level and getting a stronger effect. By working on those balance aspects. Just cool with the pods here. Nice visual to music coordination. Little fuzzy in there with some of the licks, some of the 16th notes. You gotta get that aligned better vertically so it's more clarity. Yeah, watch the release on that phrase and got to hear more tuba contribution there. Everybody sustain. Can't just be some. Everybody's got to do it. Oh, it'd be so cool if you get that softer there, battery. Yeah, more bottom, guys. More bottom in the ensemble sound. Softer in the battery to bring it up at the end. It's a really nice show, though, guys. Enjoyed it very much. As you heard throughout, more bottom sound needed in the ensemble. Some phasing issues I talked about. Got to clean those 16th notes so everything lines up exactly the same. And release your phrases exactly together. Those are the areas. Be as expressive as you can. Find some places where you can relax some of those loud parts into some softer shapings. Give you an edge in this effect caption. Best of luck, guys. Keep working hard. Bye-bye.